Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever felt you didn't quite measure up? Here are some things that make me feel inadequate. A Rubik's Cube, a wrench, a fishing pole, a revolving door. Or when someone says, here, walk my cats. I remember the first time I was asked to write a book. I had been writing articles for magazines, but an entire book? No way! And even if I did, who would read it? My mother? She would buy 8 copies out of kindness and sympathy, then send them to aunts I had never met, and I could get a real job. I was in for a surprise. I soon found myself appearing on TV. Help! I had watched TV, but never been on one. During my first televised interview, I was scared to death. I could barely form words into sentences. The hostess asked, "What are some secrets to being a good dad?" Well, I said, "It's like Martin Luther once said," and the quote got wedged in my temporal lobe and would not release. I said, "He said that we should never forget what he said, and I don't know what it was." And they laughed. My life sometimes played out like a blooper reel, and I thought my career was over, but requests kept coming. Someone said that God doesn't always use those who please him. He uses whoever he pleases. When we think of the Apostle Paul, we tend to imagine an impressive and handsome man, a square-jawed preacher with a powerful presence. But this image of Paul doesn't fit Scripture. A second-century church leader wrote a physical description of this mighty apostle. According to him, Paul was, get this, rather small in size, bald-headed, bow-legged, with meeting eyebrows and a large red and somewhat hooked nose. The author may have been exercising his imagination, but in 2 Corinthians 10:10, Paul's critics described him this way. His letters are weighty and forceful, they said, but in person he is unimpressive. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul wrote, "I did not come to you with excellence of speech or of wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom." Do you mean this short, bald, and unimpressive man was used by God to write nearly half the books in the New Testament? You mean that outside of Jesus, the most influential man in Christian history was weak, timid, and had a large hooked nose? Well, we can't be certain about the nose, but it's fairly clear that Paul didn't fit the image of the Christian celebrity leader with the wildly popular TV show. And what point am I trying to make? Maybe you feel marvelous about yourself at all times. Maybe you leap for joy each time you finish a job or look in the mirror. But if you feel inadequate sometimes, join the team. Remember the Martin Luther quote? I do now. He said, "I have difficulty praying the Lord's Prayer because whenever I say Our Father, I think of my own father who was hard, unyielding, and relentless. I cannot help but think of God that way." So, hop on board with a multitude of seemingly unimpressive people who have been used by God. If you're down because you don't quite measure up, remember that God is good. His power is made perfect in weak people. Just be available. The one who lives in you is more than enough for whatever you're facing. That doesn't mean you can finish a Rubik's Cube while walking cats through a revolving door, but you can do anything God wants you to do. Now, go make somebody's day. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.